means of communication. Eventually, I was equipped with a computer system and a remarkably good speech synthesizer. To my surprise, I found I could be a successful public speaker addressing large audiences. I enjoy explaining science and answering questions. I'm sure I have a lot to learn about how to do it better, but I hope I'm improving. You can judge for yourselves whether I am by listening to this program. I do not agree with the view that the universe is a mystery, something that one can have intuition about but never fully analyze or comprehend. I feel that this view does not do justice to the scientific revolution that was started almost 400 years ago by Galileo and carried on by Newton. They showed that at least some areas of the universe do not behave in an arbitrary manner, but are governed by precise mathematical laws. Over the years since then, we've extended the work of Galileo and Newton to almost every area of the universe. We now have mathematical laws that govern everything we normally experience. It's a measure of our success that we now have to spend billions of dollars to build giant machines to accelerate particles to such high energy that we don't yet know what will happen when they collide. These very high particles don't occur in normal situations on Earth, so it might seem academic and unnecessary to spend large sums on studying them. But they would have occurred in the early